Good evening. Welcome to Paranormal Gateway Fear Club. I'm the host, Scott Wise, and the able to make it tonight is Mel McIntosh. She's not feeling well, so I hope she can feel better soon. Tonight's first guests are Nicole Civitone, Lisa Descal, Lisa Morrison, and Susan Page from Full Moon Paranormal. Founded in 2021, Full Moon Paranormal got just resource scientific data collection, as well as the talents of their psychic team members, and try to get a complete picture of the activity going on at the location. They have a passion for historic preservation and regularly raise funds for their local historic places. They're also big believers in the concept of para-unity and feel all groups should work together and learn from one another. So without ado, let's welcome to the partner of the show. But yeah, we're hoping Susan comes on then. So I'll share, maybe she'll pop in then.
Yeah.
So how are you guys doing? Or how are you gals doing, I say?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Good. Doing good. I'm getting a little cold, but you know, and you know, it is what it is. The hot weather, you got the same thing, cold and then hot and cold. Mm-hmm. And It's a pain in the ass what it is.
It's average time of year around here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I never thought I had allergies, but I just, this time of year when it starts over, it's a killer. So I'm going to start and go around. I want you to, how you got inspired in paranormal, is an experience that got you into it, or is just something you, along the way, as a younger, got into it, like reading books and that kind of stuff. So, Nicole, you go first.
I'm Nicole. I've been into the paranormal for literally as long as I can remember. Other kids were like reading Judy Blume books, and I was reading Hans Holzer. I grew up in my grandmother's house that was haunted. It was just always kind of like, oh, that's Charlie. He choked on a chicken bone when you hear it. So it was just kind of always around me. I started taking yearly trips to Salem. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to connect with Lisa and Debbie at the time, who also founded Full Moon Paranormal. And we did our first event at the Chance Theater. And it's just kind of grown from there.
Well, that's how I started too. And our I was in school back in 86. So I can tell what I am now. And I've been a parent of a few of 20 years now, so. So, probably was 20. Okay, Lisa M.
All right. Cool. So, when I was younger, I didn't necessarily have any paranormal experiences that got me intrigued by it. It was more of just something I always kind of had an interest in. It started in middle school. You know, I used to read books on it, and then, you know, into the early 2000s when shows started to come on, you know, like Ghost Hunters and all of that, I was always sucked into that. And then from there, you know, I would do or go on like public investigations that, you know, where I travel to places like Salem, you know, where they have things like that. And then actually it was interesting because there was a period of time from like 2008 or 9 where I got out of it for a couple of years because I started to have a family. And in that time, I realized that I had mediumship abilities. So I started focusing more on the psychic and mediumship side of it, development and things like that. And that ended up turning into a career, which I wasn't looking for, which was, I'm very lucky that I could do this. I love what I do. And then about a couple years further into that, which was probably around 2017 or so, I started to get back into the paranormal side of it. And I thought it was interesting to now know that I have these mediumship abilities, but then also be able to get the tangible evidence with the equipment. So again, it would be more me and my husband or friends, we'd go on investigations. And then about almost 2 years ago now, about a year and a half ago, I hooked up with the girls. They were looking for a medium / investigator, and I applied, and it's history there. Like, and then we have a great time together.
That's awesome. I guess, you know, I guess, The scholar, I think, is that right? I think I got that right. Is Civitone right?
Civitone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm so worried about that. I should have asked you for a sermon like that. Oh, well, so Susan's in, Nunga Fopper, and then oh, Lisa. Okay. Okay.
Made it.
Hi, hey, Susan. Hey, Susan.
Alright, woo! You're at the end. Now you're out of order. What the heck going on here?
Just in time for intro.
See, now I gotta boo ya.
Okay.
Alright, should I ask you, it's just in time for her, right? Or did... Yeah, I think it's your turn, Susan. She's like, what? How you got started or interested in paranormal?
Are we talking to Susan?
We're talking to Susan. I think Susan's all right.
Lisa's blank there, is she? Hi, Lisa.
No, I didn't see you. Hi.
I can't see you either. You're black on my screen. Really, I got interested in the paranormal as a kid with a lot of experiences in my home as a child. And in friends' homes. And so it was always something I was curious about. And then I started tapping into mediumship and got to know Lisa. And she was starting to get involved with investigations. And I said to her, oh, I would love to be, you know, to get involved with investigations. And then when she found out they had an opening for Full Moon Paranormal, she said, oh, Susan, listen, they have a spot. And so I talked with the girls and it just worked out. And here I am.
Also, yeah, it's good when you find a group that, you know, I say all the time, if you got a group that can actually merge or mold together. I mean, yeah, you guys have been together for 2 years, right? And you probably knew right away once you knew each other. Like my group was the same way that when I started back in 89, I'm sure I stopped saying the dates. I really should, but I have a team out here. We don't get out much, but hoping to get out when it gets nicer. It goes to some locations this time already. Made, so.
Got to make time to go.
Oh, yeah. You do, and my schedule's wide open. I'm home all day, so I just sleep until I get. I get tickle my. Roll there along with the ghost on. I think I'm out of the camera on it.
Yeah.
I think I'd be glad to. So what this place for all you, what is the most challenging aspect of being a paranormal investigator?
I think getting people to not think that you're crazy when you're like, this is what we do.
That's the answer I was looking for.
Like, you have six heads. They're like, you do what?
What? That's how it was all started off. You do what?
It's true.
You're what?
I feel like we're not meant to. It is very challenging because we'll even have people that do come on our public events sometimes that are critical or skeptical. And we kind of wonder why they decided to sign up for something like this. And then you have some that will leave and, you know, still be, maybe it's personality, still be critical or still. And then we have, it just happened 2 weekends ago. We were at a place and somebody that I was aware of that came and his friend were one. The friend was skeptic and he left a believer. Like he had personal experiences, you know, so it's challenging, but it's also fun at the same time. I don't know. You know, because sometimes we have fun, but then it also opens up the minds of other people of, you know, maybe there is something else out there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for the people that stay skeptical. Granted, we're all...
I used to say that a little bit of skepticism is okay.
Yeah, a little bit is healthy, because not everything I was going to say is like,
right.
You know, we do debunk things at times, some easier than others, but we always try to do that because, I mean, and I'm even a firm believer and I, you know, talk to spirits 6 days a week, that not everything I always say is woo-woo. You know, not everything is spiritual. Sometimes there truly are coincidences in life, or there's actual scientific reason for something to happen, like a light flickering, you know, for example, and it's a faulty wire. But then there are some times where it's like, no matter what you try, you just can't explain it, you know?
I would rather investigate with a room full of skeptics than a room full of people who are like, it's a ghost, it's a ghost, it's a ghost.
Yeah.
Where everything is.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that?
Because a skeptic, no. I can be like, okay, well.
It's okay. Just hush and I'll find it on review.
Yep.
Exactly.
So, Lisa, I have to ask you, so on the seventh day, do the spirits ask you rest?
Yeah, I tell them I need a rest. Draining, it's very draining.
Yeah, because you said 6 days. I was like wondering myself. So the one day a week, you just, that's it.
If it's up to light wheels 8 days a week, that would be really
Oh my God, could you imagine if there was 8 days a week?
No. I'm not going to sing that song, so.
Yeah.
No, bye. I don't know here. Have you ever had a personal experience with paranormal that actually influenced your work as an investigator?
That forced us to work out of it, or?
Or experiences that you had that influenced you, your work as an investigator.
Oh, as an investigator.
Yes.
Let me think about that one.
I believe Nicole has.
Yeah, I think when my grandmother visited me, it made me more curious and made me want to dive into it deeper.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see if I could communicate with her or communicate with any of my loved ones who have passed over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've thought I've seen her sit on my bed. I thought I've felt her behind me. So that just made me more curious. I mean, for an experience anyway, to push me further.
All right, that's actually the answer I get. I was just checking if you guys had the same thing, like somebody visiting you for, you know.
Yeah.
Because I had a friend of mine that visited me at Dream all the time. He passed away back in 90. He's always coming on. And, like, I see him, so what you do? You're supposed to be dead. And he's like, what? And then I go, it's weird. I have very vivid dreams, and I do lucid dreams a lot. So.
Yeah, the dreams.
Yeah. I'm going to do a show of my own dreams sometime. That's all pretty cool. But. All right. How do you approach investigation in a location with known history of paranormal activity?
Oh. Anyone that doesn't have any known activity, how do we approach it?
Yes, with no activity.
Where there's no
activity. Or no, with a known history. Like you heard history all day, but like what we would do is we go meet the library or whatever city hallways or look up a line. But how do you guys approach that?
I think that's when we kind of might use Lisa and Susan and let them tap into their mediumship and see if they feel anything there first and then kind of go from there and see if we could pick up on what they're feeling and then try to verify that with history or research.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did have, actually that's a good point too, Lisa, because if you think about it, we had a private home investigation maybe a month or two ago. And I mean, there was known activity, that he had been dealing with on and off for years, but there was, what appeared to be some newer activity, and it had to do with an antique gun in the house, but we had a kind of, take between what we were getting with the equipment and like our intuition, you know, Susan, to kind of figure out what was going on.
And even yesterday,
like plasma box and spirit box to like try to get some words so we can validate that with the other equipment, like cat balls and K2s.
Mm-hmm.
And even yesterday we went to a local place that they want to host something, and we really didn't know what was going on. So as we pulled up, I said to Lisa, what do you feel? And what do you see? And she saw exactly what I saw. And we're like, okay, that's a very, because I didn't tell her what I saw. And she said, this is what I'm seeing. And I'm like, okay, I see the exact same thing. And what? Where do you see it? Okay, I see it there. And then we're like, all right, it just gave us something. We're like, okay.
To work off of.
Something.
And then we did actually run a necrophonic session. And what did we ask? The woman that's greeting everybody? And it said, that's me. And so, you know, it did give us some validation.
Yeah. And confirmation.
Yeah,
there's many responses I was saying. Like if you do EP sessions and you ask a question and you really, we only wait like 30 seconds before I ask the next question because we don't want to, like, especially, I don't know if you guys do Goosebumps or not. I know a lot of people do and don't. But we wait 30 seconds before I ask another question so it gives them time to answer.
Yeah.
Now, I've been with guests along, and it's like, what's your name? Who's president? Like, what? Yeah, give them time to answer. That's rude.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go to places that can investigate thousands of times a year, getting sick of the same questions, what's your name? You know, over and over again. And there's just some other questions you can ask. I mean.
So. Oh, boy. I don't know. Are you guys getting feedback from that noise? Or you can't hear
anything?
No, not really.
Okay.
Well, a little background music went too bad. You know?
Yeah, we got some loud music going on right now. So. I like heavy metal.
I love heavy metal. So,
you're on an event and you're doing
play away, just play away.
Yeah,
it was a really, like we were describing, like a really heavily investigated place. And somebody asked a really good question. They were like, do you have any questions for us?
Oh,
if you go in and you're starting to do like an interrogation, what's your name? How old are you? What year is this?
Right,
but nobody ever asked them, well, do you have anything you want to say? Like, do you have any questions?
Yeah, well, you know, we were introduced ourselves and, you know, where we're from, and we'd like if they would talk with us tonight, and, you know, get better results, I think, and say one there and go, you know, and right away in their ear.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you go in and talk to them like a person, like if you were entering their house.
Yeah, I would
you
feel
start berating them with questions.
I'm sorry, busting your door. Speaking of busting the door, it kind of... So much the story come back, so he just busted the door. Not pretty timing, I guess. So that's cool. But kind of on that point, there, I mean, you good a place to have negative entities, you know, and do you guys, what do you do to prevent that? Well, we do, like, we do prayers, and we have, like, a carry little bag around that has different crystals and stuff in, you know, and we say prayer and stuff. So, you guys follow the same way, or?
We really feel like it's about intention more than anything, so you set the intention before you go into a space, like, you have to be in the right mindset, like, you can't go in drained and negative, you go in with a positive mindset, you go in that nothing negative is going to attach to me. When you leave, you set the intention that nothing negative is going to follow me home. You can say a prayer if that's, you know, in your wheelhouse, or, you know, just say out loud, like, nothing follows me home. It's not allowed. Everything has to stay here. Lisa sages everybody at the end, usually.
They'll say it can help too. So,
sometimes I wear rosaries too, St. Benedict or Archangel Michael.
Okay.
And I'll say a prayer in my head, and I call on Michael to surround me.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing at the end, actually, when I leave, I actually call on Michael to take his sword to cut any energetic cords with any, you know, whether living or deceased energy, that I was surrounded or could have mingled with my energy that evening.
With her ever loving light, I think that's more than
only love and light can attack. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I visualize a bubble, myself in a bubble, and then I visualize the girls in a bubble as well.
With and mirrors, I do that
negativity.
Right. Around you. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think when we go to certain places where we feel it's a little heavier or more, a little darker or something, we will do some extra stuff. Where we'll do more of the sage and more of the prayers.
Right. And with the spirits you have going through the years, when you walk in, you saw right away.
Yeah, you like feel it right away, yes.
Over the years, I became more empathic. So I can... Yeah, I can feel what they feel too, like with.
Right, you feel the energy if it's lighter.
And
darker.
If I feel darker, I'll say, I'm not here to harm you or just or talk to you. And if it's like that, I'll walk out for a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they cool down. They come back in me. And a lot of times they'll cool down. So, they'll do a time out. We have all recorded on in place. It will take half an hour walk outside and we'll give them a chance to do what they want. And a lot of times I'll get stuff picked up. Mm-hmm. And there's one place that was, I've been done residential cases for about 10 years now. But when we first started, we got tons. We do 2 or 3 a month. And we were a bit busy, and we had this place in New York, PA. I used to live in PA. I grew up there. That's where I started off. I got here like 7 years ago. Anyways, we had this place that was, they had a little boy who was being bothered by, I'll get to your talk in a minute. The guys have questions in the comments. Anyways, they were as a spirit bothering his skin. And everyone went outside. And we came back in, all calm and stuff. But all to do with the evidence. But we're outside. It's like someone was tearing apart the kids. And pots and pans, slamming, covers, slamming.
Huh.
And it's that's picked up. I was like, well, that's kind of weird. You know, it was a phantom noise, or whatever they call it. But it was like, I'm like, oh!
Wow.
Very personal eardrums.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's a question you already answered, but it's about how psychics help with the investigation. You guys already covered that, I guess. To help you guys in the location. About some of the equipment you use, you want to say what but all you use, I know you said about capital and that kind of stuff, but somebody called capital, so I guess. I go, this sort of guy should say that. Oh, they're good.
One second here.
There's so many comments that, so a little while ago. Sorry, guy. I live with a young boy, young girl spirit, and I always treat them with respect.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they were people too. And I feel like if we're, walking into their space, we're going to treat them like we would treat a friend or a family member or, an acquaintance or coworker, we would, and I've actually said that before with certain spirits when I started to get a little bit even of negative vibe. Whether I've said it out loud or in my head to communicate with them, or I'll say, I'm here and I'm going to respect you, and I ask that you respect me, and that's exactly what it is. It's a relationship. They just don't have a physical body.
Yeah, we just moved into a new house, and there's definitely a presence here. And first thing when we started sensing it, I was like, "Hey, I'm okay with you being here, but these are my rules. Like, don't scare the kids." Don't be in the bathroom. That is a personal space because that's where we were having some things going on.
Always the bathroom.
So far, it's always in the bathrooms. So far, you know, everything has been okay. Knock on wood.
Right. I have a female here. I think she came from the last place I left. But I, fortunately, I don't suggest it to anybody. I mean, I did for a while about doing EV sessions at your house. Don't do it because you might get something that you won't hear. But I'm sure it's that same female because there's my ear stuff had moved. I had can't fall off a table out there or something. That happened a couple weeks ago. Actually, she's here, you know. But I didn't bother me because she didn't really do anything. So, but no, she's out there probably. In fact, actually caught, I was out with Zoe that day. I have, 2 weeks ago, I had, I talked about the little girl with her here, and I had a shadow go right here in front of my shirt.
Wow.
But about child height. And I wish I would load this video. I forgot to do it. But it's actually up on my website. So, here, Chuck says, maybe no harm. Sometimes you get so creepy. And yes, we did like to ask the ground rules. That's right. You have to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I got some...
actually have a new interest in haunted dolls. So I have,
mm-hmm.
I have 10 now.
Oh, wow.
The same thing. We laid down the ground rules.
So... I wouldn't be able to have one here.
Oh, my God.
If I start cutting those, if I sort of take all my bears or scrubby bear stuff off of it, the dolls will never stand. Like... That's why if you hold up a little doll, it goes, no.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a no-no. I told them this.
No, do you guys get the Purge Town elementary?
Huh?
You get the Purge Town elementary school?
Yeah.
You guys got to go there. Oh, God, it's two rooms for a doll baby.
Yeah.
Packed. Full.
That's going to be Lisa's house soon.
Oh, God.
Out of my house with them.
Yeah, but I think somebody's from France here. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Oh, bonjour.
Wow.
Very cool.
Correspond. All right.
Very
nice. All right, so you got your cat tours.
REM pods, spirit boxes,
EMF detectors. We use the phasma box a lot.
Trigger objects,
mm-hmm.
trays, trigger rems, that kind of stuff.
Dowsing rods,
pendulums,
lots of cameras.
Yep, mm-hmm. cameras.
Cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Motion sensors.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say I have those music boxes, different
motion
sensors.
Yeah.
We got two full cases of stuff. And it's like lugging around and goofy, which now I have like two HMLV VCR, our DVR system back there, mm-hmm. I leak tons of water. So I haven't used them for 10 years.
Yeah.
So they're collecting dust in the closet right now. So
we actually all went and bought like those rolling makeup cases to carry all of our equipment around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it works because we each have a good amount. So we're all mm-hmm. carrying a mm-hmm. part of it. It's not like one person has to lug everything.
We have the EVP, the regular EVP, but then Susan and I both have the live EVP recorders now, which is what a difference. So much easier than having to record for, say, 30 minutes at a pop and then have to sit and listen and may not get anything. Where this, you were hearing in real time.
Yeah. All right. Chuck said, my stuff, friends have gone down as far as can go. We have to limit stuff you have. Or welcome investigation about others if you are interested.
Very cool.
And he also has cameras, caps. Oh, fidget spinners. There you go. That's my new investment. Fidget spinners.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you're located, Chuck, but send us a message and if
you're where are you? Yeah, that was located, but Papal on our investigations too.
Yeah. Message on Facebook and we'll get back to you.
Excuse me. How far are you guys from me? Where are you at? You in New York?
We're in the Hudson Valley.
Hudson Valley. So, I think I have a, I tell everybody that comes on that there's a place out here in Mansfield, the Fire Museum. Mm-hmm. It's one of the devil. And when, you know, it gets dark in there, turn out, they have like floodlights and stuff in there. It doesn't get entirely dark. But I was there for like 4 or 5 times now. Mm-hmm. And I get a lot of stuff out of this. And they take donations. So whatever you want to give, you can get. I usually put like these $40 in, usually at least that's something like that. Yeah. It's just a suggestion. They don't have to do it. They have donations. They have donations. But the issue, investigated from 9 o'clock. You're kidding, because they have bingo on the line. And I told everybody who early to play bingo before I investigate. That's what we're, next time we're doing that. So you guys, I don't have any problems getting that place. Every time I ask for it, I got it. So... if you guys want to travel that distance to go, I mean, we each have a place at just 2 o'clock in the morning, usually, at least. Well, sometimes 3, depending on who guys are, you know, with us.
And that's in Ohio?
Yeah, Mansfield, Ohio.
Oh, Mansfield. Okay.
Yeah, definitely, you have to write it down, because it's an awesome place to go.
All
right. We got a lot of spirit box here too. Mm-hmm. Like I was kind of off on spirit box for a while, but then kind of like going again. I got one of those they're called S box, not X. S box.
Yep.
Right. I got one of those. They're nice. They record the sessions and everything, and then like you scan back and forth, that worked for AM, FM,
yep.
Yep. Voice, I think.
Yep, I have
and,
one.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I also just recently got the, which I was always a little skeptical about, was the SLS. But there was a newer one that's made now that also does 3D mapping, and it records.
Oh, my friend made one of those. Yeah, the guy used to be with you and all kinds of stuff for us. You have things spin around the room, mm-hmm. stands, 360 mm-hmm. spinner.
Yeah.
You don't want to touch it, you'll lose your finger, but I'm serious. It'll take your finger off. Chuck's
he lives in Milford.
We were just in Milford. Yep.
Oh, Chuck, were you at our event at the Columns Museum in Milford? I'm curious. We just did an event up in Milford at a museum.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I got a full shadow figure man walk in front of the camera and then back.
Is that the one you sent me?
No.
No. Okay. Because we'll get there. I think we're actually too.
It's pretty hard to see on like on the phone. You have to really blow it up because it's dark video.
Because yeah, somebody forgot to put the IR light on.
Well,
we still caught it, but you could still see it on the TV. Mm-hmm. And then you can also see how there's other equipment. Like the flux I have, which is just so you could do yes or no or what side it's on, the red and green triangle. So there are a couple pieces of equipment on the floor, and you watch as it walks. You see it cover, mm-hmm. cover, and then they pop back up. It's very cool.
Yeah, it is.
I did one better that many years ago. We did the bar was haunted, and we did an investigation there. Went back and she had guests there, and she had like a dinner and whatever, paid to go, and we split up into different groups, upstairs and downstairs, and there's a basement also. But back then we had the VCR recorders and the videotapes, cassettes. Yeah, I'm getting up to my age. Yeah, not at all. That's what we started with. And if I was looking for someone's screen, I stopped and take a picture of it. And I ended up with it. It was hard back then, but a lot easier now. But anyways, we started investigating. I was in charge of doing the wiring and connecting all the system stuff. I was upstairs doing the audio session, EVP session upstairs with guests. I was like, oh, shit. I said, oh, pardon my French, but I flew down upstairs. That's why I could fly downstairs. I went down. I never hit record. So it was 4 hours that we're recording. I was like, oh, no. But one time I forgot a cable that we had to rent down Walmart and buy one.
So you would sit and watch 4 hours of videotape?
Oh, yeah. Usually more than that. Because back then we were doing AR investigations.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what I did, I had eight different recorders, audio recorders, and I placed them all with different cameras because those cameras then didn't have microphones.
Right.
So, and then I had to go over each one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I was talking about like 60, 70 hours worth of work.
Yeah, that's a long.
Wow.
But I really enjoy doing it though.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm bitching all about doing it.
And my I used to have trail cam. Yeah.
What's that?
My most tedious review is the trail cams because my trail cam set up, it takes 3 pictures and then a 10-second video every time something crosses it. But a lot of times at our events, people are standing there all night. I'm like, 10-second video of somebody's butt. 10-second video of somebody's butt. Because they're standing right in front of the thing. I'm like, I gotta watch them all just in case. You know, you got an orb, you got something.
Right.
Like, what if this one video I don't watch is the one where something happens? You catch a shadow or
right.
something.
All right. I start dozing off or something. Like, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing the EVP, I use your Wraith pad, or I use usually, or sometimes sound booth, do you want to do? But what I'll do is I'll do a little bit, I think of the astrology, I'll bookmark it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come back to the bookmark. Yeah, I'm weird like that. I don't miss anything, and I got like mine here when it comes to it. I pick a lot of stuff, which I think all these people can't because, like, my friends, how did you hear that? You know, and there's some filters you can use that won't distort. You just got to know which ones to use. Because I don't really do any much to it. I'll keep the raw file and I'll work with the other one. You know, again, the better I'll show it also or something also. But I don't do much tinkering besides raising the volume and a little bit of background removal. Other guys, I don't do much because you do too much, you're going background. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we use. But yeah, I used to have a video camera too that I hook up and the cassette tapes that we usually use. I had an old Sony Handy channel I bought like over 20 years ago. I got to go to Disney when my son was like three. He's now he's 21 next year, so he's in college. So. Anyways, this is what.
The height.
That's an easy now. Yeah, but then I tell you what. They're still, I always still use them. My camera is on wonky now, but I was still used to these because they worked that well. And that camera had a night vision on it too. So I started here from night vision. I've done some EVP sessions. I keep getting many boys' names like John or Jacob or Jim Meyer Smith. No. or other names like that.
And Amelia.
Or field name. Getting you, I guess I'll ask. You got to get your drummer guy to come up and go, this every time he like that, yeah.
Susan, where were we that you kept getting John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt?
That was Susan, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think that was at one of the Hillhold.
It was Hillhold, I think.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Getting that song over and over. Yeah.
John, well, I mean, Chuck, you could definitely reach out to us on Facebook. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're local. We could talk.
Yeah.
I remember you're here in one of the three corners of my hat. Remember that song?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My hat, it has three corners.
Oh, yeah. I was just singing that side school. You're singing that side school. Oh,
Amelia. Sometimes I find I get things that are songs or historical like facts that lead me to what's going on in a room or to an energy that's there. And then you go, oh, well, there were people here who were involved in, you know, the revolution or fought in the revolution. And that was a typical song of the era.
Oh, yeah.
I never discount the songs.
Because I feel like sometimes they try to make a connection with you in a way that you would know.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
It's like you might not know much about the revolution, but you know that song.
You know that song. All right.
Chuck said, I'm actually okay with that, whatever it's okay for you. So. All right. Yeah. I think Jacob seems to be one that I get a lot, or at least one time that I got it, that I got one of the best EVPs. It's kind of hard to call it an EVP that actually hurt my ear, and I picked that up on audio. So I was at Haldeman Mansion. I always say every time I'm on this show, I say, why is it not a story? Yeah, you know, but holding the mansion of Pennsylvania, it's great place to go, get a lot of stuff out of there, but it's a good time now. But I was up, set my equipment up, and I knew they said Jacob and Hannah are two child spirits there. And so I said, is Jacob here? Is Hannah here too? And in the background, you're real bright light. And I figured that up on audio. Wow.
That's cool.
That was a good guess. So you guys.
Something with your ear. You validated on your EVP or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked really weird. The record I had on. It lost the left channel on it. So it came out like mono in one ear. But I picked it up though. So. I got all stuff off the record and I threw it away. I still have records that one long, it's not going to hurt. Some of the records I have for 10 years. Yeah. They're Sony's. Pretty good. So, you guys you want me to share some of your stuff? Start with your audio, your pictures, or whichever way you want.
I think there's just one picture and the rest are videos.
Okay, I thought I got two pictures.
Oh, maybe. Oh, no, there's two pictures. You're right.
All right.
Lisa, so... one of the man. Which one? The other Lisa.
Oh, Benjamin?
Yeah.
Dog man?
Oh. That's
a comic.
Let's see.
No, yeah. Get it out for you here.
Okay.
All right. Why is that? There we go. I'll just pull one of the pictures up and I think I know what's going to pop out. I just have to share screen. And I can zoom up when I do it this way if I need to. So this is one of them that I don't want to share audio though.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So that's my husband playing at the Chance Theater in Poughkeepsie, which is one of the first investigations that Nicole came on with us, right, Nicole?
That was our first investigation ever as Full Moon Paranormal.
Okay. Yes. So, And I don't know if you could see, well, I can't point from here, but where he's standing above him, what seems to be like an apparition formed in the within the lights and the laser and the fog.
Can you zoom in a little closer?
What's that?
I was asking if he could zoom
in. I can. Let me try this on once. Let me try one more time now here. While you look, it's a little bit better. Mystery.
Yeah, and if you could, you actually see to the left, that's myself all the way to the left, and the other girl actually saw it forming at the time, and we were like, what is that? And then her husband happened to be filming and taking pictures, and, you know, that was one of the pictures that we caught, which was very interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Almost looks like he's holding a guitar, too, trying to play it off.
It does, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's the only picture that's in.
I'm sorry, I was doing other things. You mentioned about, you just had word out of that, right? Did you do an investigation there?
We did an investigation there, and I have to move. I have to plug in over here. I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. Ordinary place?
This was at the Chance Theater in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you did probably say that. Sorry.
Yeah.
We've actually been on investigations.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very active location.
Yes. All right, there we go. Sorry. Okay. All right, hopefully I'm still there. I think I am.
Yeah, we can hear you. That's a good thing. Okay, I have the yellow one here to present. Yeah, I guess. Let me do another picture that I have.
All right.
And it's this one here.
Oh, so that was a picture I took in a cemetery outside of Ocean City, Maryland. I was running a necrophonics app on my phone, and I was asking if any spirits were there, and the name Benjamin came out. And when I approached that stone underneath, the stone said Benjamin. So I took a few pictures, and that's what appeared. I said, Benjamin, I'm going to take your picture if you can show yourself. But I've been told by people that it resembles a dog man.
Yeah.
So I guess
it does. The dog has like two eyes, and then like a snout, and then like a chest.
Yeah.
Because actually, like a chest.
Yeah. Some people, when I show them this picture, say they see a dog, and other people just see a man. So
yeah,
I think it's kind of one of those pictures where, like, one person sees one thing, somebody sees something else. But it's interesting. Either way, it's something that appeared.
Oh, yeah. So that's good, too.
Yeah.
And that's more corroboration there. So.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is for real.
Oh, hello.
All right. Okay, I have some videos here, I guess, to share now. Hopefully, you can probably be able to something that I want you to talk about. I'm not sure. But here's the first one I have.
Egg shuffling and whispering.
This is from a private investigation that we did. I was actually sitting in the bedroom doing an Estes session, and I was in there for probably, what would you guys say, like 20 minutes?
I'd say 20 to 30 minutes. It went on for a while.
And
what happened, Susan? Oh. There she is. I thought it was her.
We were getting some really good responses, and the only reason we stopped is because I would have sworn that he had a cat, because I saw like a black, what seemed like a cat, come out from under the bed.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have a cat. There was nothing there. So I'm like, okay, I'm done. Coming out. But it turns out that he actually had a dog that passed shortly after he moved into the house. Mm-hmm. And the dog liked to hide under the bed when he was scared, when she was scared. Right. So this was during an EVP session that we did after that. And during the EVP session, that recording is of a little sound that he actually recognized that the dog used to make, like a little woof, woof. That's how that dog would try to get his attention.
Right.
So if you play it back, you can hear that sound.
Yeah, I've had like the whole mansion, the little girl, I heard her touch me too. It's going to sort of thing, but I said something would go to my legs too. Like it could be a cat or something.
Oh, so. Yeah.
And I swore to too. So it's like, okay, I felt that. Yeah, we also picked up cat meows also on bus tours. So. Yeah, that's pretty, that's a good one.
Here and there.
That's the thing from the house, or the one that has the flags up top? Oh. I might think of a different place you guys investigated. Where is that one?
That's
the Freaker Hall in Hill.
Where's that? You put
society.
You break it up. I can't. You're breaking up.
Brinkerhoff House.
Okay.
It's
in Fishkill, New York.
Okay. All right.
And that was with John's office from the Haunted Collector.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And
all right.
We did an event with him, and he was somebody had asked who the president was, and it said Biden. And as it said Biden, all the cat balls lit up, and that's why everybody got very excited. So
yeah, I thought that's what I said. Yeah.
Okay.
Like
he's not here. He's looking
Wow, the kids off times.
Yeah.
If they were saying Lincoln or whatever.
And so it had to be intelligent because it knew who the current president that was fighting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right. Yep. Definitely intelligent sphere. You got that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was interesting for sure.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Okay. Next one, should I comment still? I got super. I love my co-host. I keep looking for comments. So I'm doing two things here. I'm doubling up. I hope I'm doing okay, guys.
No, you're doing good.
All right. She'll either bail me out if I slur or something and I can beat myself. And yeah, like when I was taxia. So when I first had it, I wasn't sure what it was, but I was going to get this shirt. So I think I'm drunk. Where I was talking and walking. Mm-hmm. And they would ask me, I worked one time in the area, so I was, under influence or anything like that one. But I was going to get the t-shirt that said, I'm not drunk, I have a taxi. Oh,
hey.
I was not ready to buy it. I thought, I thought it'd be funny. I'm okay with it, but I like that. My friends would go out and I don't mind at all. They pick on me about it. And we're going on vacations with my group with for like 15 years, and we get on vacations and they're like the one guy said he's going to get, like, I walk behind him down the stairs. The last time I was going to come, I'm okay, I walk behind the stairs, a whole soldiers, and he's going to see a t-shirt with handprints there. Have it back, Scott, place hands here. I picked away a lot, but I loved it. I did. We walked out with a sore spot. I miss it a lot.
Oh.
You know, the other Pennsylvania, the one girl was in South Carolina. I'm in Ohio.
Oh.
And I'm looking to collaborate with the groups and go on different places. I'm trying to get the group in September, try to get the first town again where we can. So that's a long way away. But I'll get my fix in 2 weeks, though, because I'm going to Paranormal Convention in Ohio and answer a form story.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be there. And I'll have like 4 of my guests I have on the show. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
She got about 100 late notice, but just try to come down or something for that. It's awesome. It is. I think I got $25 to get in. But then they have so many speakers you can go listen to. They have tons of vendors and authors. And it's a lot of fun. So just the tour of the prison itself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. The tour is awesome. That's probably worth $25 time. But you guys were just all to get an investigation there, though. I ingest by like 25, 30 people because they charge like $5,000 a night.
Wow, that's a lot.
Wow.
I think most of the pay was like $500, but we had like 8 people going, so it breaks up a little bit. I don't know, Gio paid over $70. Like, one time he paid $100 to cover the one girl who couldn't go.
Uh-huh.
He'll help pay for ours. But, which I didn't do either. But, yeah, we had a lot of places to be used to that. They still put all the altars, basically, the ordinary cases themselves. And they said, get 8 people go. You can usually get by with about $50 just gets less person. You know, it's not too many dependent location you get to. So. But yeah, I mean, some of those places like Hinsdale, you're getting to go to Hinsdale, I suggested. We did a whole weekend there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. That place is up and down, like 3 or 4 active? Miles. Huh?
That very active?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, Hinsdale, yeah, I want to go there. It's on my list.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go there in the quarter winter.
Things of Hinsdale.
And I only went twice, but I went one time. We did the whole weekend.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. It was, we stayed overnight there, of course. And I had that. It's just so weird. They had cameras that you could all over every bedroom, the kitchen, the basement, all areas. Yes, cameras all recording right there. Right. So I think we paid $100 for the footage of mm-hmm. eight cameras.
Yeah, now, they film for you and you just buy the footage. Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I went through all the footage and after. That was like
24 hours.
And we had the weirdest noises come from the woods. And it wasn't like regular howls because there's no wolves really in that area. It kind of was with our foxes screams. But it sounded like it was real loud and a whole bunch at one time. More like, no dog kennel was there or anything. So we took it out in the phone book to see anything around there. We drove around a little bit and just see anything. And then the guys were out doing a night taking a smoke break outside. That's when we first heard that. I'm like, what is that? And they echoing and stuff. And so we put a cord out. Porch at a dining table. Good, I get the screen and porch up there. And we picked that sound up straight for 3 minutes long. So that, we kept staying with Sasquatch. But something was for the quarter and bumping it and shaking it. And it's all you heard grunts like, into it. And I'm like, whoa, what the heck was that? You know, and there's no deer get in there. And he went back there and looked the footage on the side. He didn't find anything, so it sounds like there was, so. I don't know, but it was. But yeah, it's awesome place to go. And it's so creepy.
Yeah, I'm sure it was creepy.
Oh yeah. And you just feel, you know, they have the murder couch in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't sleep on that. Everybody else got dead, but they already caught it both nights. I'm like, wow. I did sleep. I did sleep in Mikey's room. I think I was pretty. I'll tell you after the show about that. I probably wish that before it happened to me there. It says that. I don't want to have Dan not get people because of what happened in that room. So if you hang on like a couple seconds after the show, I'll tell you.
Definitely before we have to leave. But if you
want to avoid it or no?
Before we have to leave. But if you want to communicate with us, we'll stay down here and talk to you. Can you light up that ball or that black meter? Can you stand near it or walk by it? Just put your energy near it, it'll light up. And then we know you're hearing us and we'll stay down here. Thank you so much. We'll stay and hang out. I really appreciate you doing that for us. Then I know that you can hear us talking to you, which is really cool. Because I know you're on another plane of existence.
Wow.
Yeah, that was me.
The on commands always are good.
That's the best when they do it that way. You know what I mean? Then you know you're having like almost an intelligent conversation. But I had been down there for probably 45 minutes, and it felt like an elderly woman, and we started talking about cooking and baking bread because it was around dinner time, and that's when we started to get like we were trying to think what to ask because it was a basement, but it was the old kitchen, so it has almost the old fireplace stove. So I figured let's ask some questions about, you know, to see if that would trigger a response, and it started to. And for a while that we were getting the capital activity and it stopped. So then that's when I gave her the option if maybe she was done with us and she didn't want us to press anymore, we would leave that area. And clearly she wanted us to stay a little longer. So that was cool.
Wow. I'm misinvestigating that. We just get to at least 2 years of some of the bigger places. So I'm not too bummed. Yeah, it's hard to get around now.
Yeah.
So it's just our physical therapy. So I hope we'll get back from the cave again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. it's rough.
All the old places, it's not really accessible.
Yeah.
Right. And our stairs and stuff is kind of difficult. But Mel, my co-host, was actually on my team. She came out 2 years ago on my team. And I kind of love her. She drives me around and she helps me up and down stairs and stuff. And yeah. She's the best. Yeah.
And she
loves it. And she's. But she has no experience and stuff, so that doesn't matter. I mean, we all start off like that.
Right. You'll start somewhere.
Yeah.
We learn from each other, you know? Like,
right. I mean, I learned from my books, reading too. Like, mm-hmm. You know. From the older stuff.
Experiences, too.
The experiences, there's different techniques people use.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're always learning and growing and evolving in this field.
Right.
Which is why we do a lot of things with other groups.
I love it that y'all do that. I love collaborating with people. So, I mean, if we are finding a place, you know, that we can do together, if you have any suggestions up your way, I mean, I could probably get mail to drive up. Definitely, what, 8 hours for me?
From Ohio, we're probably about 8 to 10, depending on where in Ohio.
Yeah, I'm like northeast right now.
So probably closer to 8.
Yeah, 8 or 9 hours.
Well, I don't know if in Pennsylvania it took us 8 to 10 hours to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're about 8 hours from Pittsburgh.
Well, you guys, it's not probably too far from Hinsdale.
No, I think about 4 hours.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Hinsdale. So y'all check her out. I mean, if you have other people out there, like I said, I think the price last I checked was, that's how we were. I think it was like, if it was 400, I think it was.
Oh.
Maybe 400 or 500. I think, but I mean, if you guys get some people together, I don't know. You have to check. Sometimes he'll work with people on the price. You know, if you, because I think you might work a little bit with us. So, maybe a couple of comments here. I gotta check real quick. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Myself, Chuck. Myself and my friends are going to investigation at Mid-Orange Correctional Facility with an international group in June. That's awesome.
We were there. We've been there. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's a cool place. You'll have a good time.
Yeah. I'm being naughty now. It's going to be a lot of bedtime.
It's the same. It's my same sense of humor, so I get it.
Oh God, we us guys go out. We have all. We pick one show all damn time, and like I said before, like we do a few sessions. It will take a half hour, an hour. We just talk about what we've been doing, you know, going on our lives and stuff. And we want like spirits to talk over us or in between us. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
If you're going to Hudson Valley, you're definitely not that far from me.
No, we're Milford from me is like 50 minutes.
Yeah, it's about 40 for me. Close.
Oh, so Chuck just wrote, is it active as they say? Well, in our experience when we were there, no. But... No. I'm a firm believer in the energy shifts, and that could be time of year. It could be the people that are in the building or the lack of people in the building. Or like there's so many, you know, so you may very well have a very active night there. We did have some activity, but not, I think, as much as we expected off of what we had heard. But you can never go off of that.
Well, we also... Well, those two are so good. They've placed at least 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say do that because a lot of times you go get nothing, they try to get back and get tons of audio.
There's a haunted hotel, you know, about an hour from us too, called the Shanley. And I've been there 5 times now. And I've had some days where there was nothing. And there was some time, there was one where we were all there together, and it was very active.
Yep.
So it really, really can vary.
Oh, sorry. These headsets.
Yeah.
There she is.
Hey, she's back.
Nope.
Back with it's friends.
Frozen.
That's all right. You're always welcome back.
Thank you.
I don't think she hears us.
All right.
No.
I don't want this time away. I could be slipping her off or saying something nasty to her.
She looks frozen.
She does. Oh, she's moving. It's like a scary
movie. Why do you think to do?
Yes.
Well, I can hear you. All right, you literally just started talking.
I didn't bring you guys in when I first started. So always, when my guests come on, I'll say. Ah, just kidding. Yeah. I'm bad. Right. I'll tell you. I don't have a wife to look up to me. Huh?
We are used to going in. And we've been getting a lot of activity in pretty much all the places that we've been to.
They like us.
We're spoiled with the
in some place. There's nothing happening here. I know.
Yeah, we all got lucky. I mean, extremely lucky
that we've been getting in places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the stuff we caught, and I mean, personally, let me see. You guys got a couple minutes. I can push it the video. I'll show everybody one on there. A personality rescue school in the gymnasium. We had cameras set up in the corner facing the hallway. And they had an old fashioned wheelchair with the leather bucket seats. Mm-hmm. And they basketballs, they don't really bounce for nothing. You can't really do that. So boom. You know that. Anyways, one of the guys thought about he just put a basketball on a chair. And me and best guy of mine were down in the, we call the server base camp. And we were setting stuff up, and they came down and said, guys, upstairs now. Well, that basketball is not on a chair. We need a foot basketball on a chair. So I'm like, well, yeah, that's up there. And he goes, yeah, you're just bullshit. Yeah, I'm like, no, we did not do anything up there. So I picked up that basketball coming off that chair. And I'll play it for you here. Wait till you see this. I'll get a chill thinking about it.
I was going to say it's a blue screen, yeah.
That's crazy.
That was impressive. Yeah, it was. I was all of a sudden forced to it, and like, what happened? Like, we saw that. Like, no way. That's probably the best evidence we ever got, ever. Or 20 years that we knew it. And that's Post Town, elementary school.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
that was cool.
If you guys get a chance to go there, you try doing the. Same. Is that one here?
Can you tell us how old you are?
Philia? Excellent.
A name? Mm-hmm.
Sylvia?
Philia with an F.
Oh.
Could be Ophelia.
Maybe.
That's an old school name.
Yeah, Philia. Oh. Lighten up again. Philia, do you know how old you are?
So much.
So much what?
I don't know.
Sham.
No, it said sham. Wow, that ball's really going on.
Can you light up the bowl on the table here for us again? If you are under 10 years old. And can you light up the ghost on the floor if... I didn't finish my sentence, but thank you. All right, can you stop lighting the ball on the, light the ghost on the floor for a second? Thank you. Can you light up the ghost on the floor for us if you are over 10 years old? Thank you very much.
So she's over 10.
Oh, or he? Or? I don't even know if it's a girl or a boy.
Well, she said her name on here was Philia.
That Mrs. Warren here.
Is there a priest here with us?
That was at Media in Montgomery. So that was and they had balls in them. The ball sits up in the head of the ghost, so it's not
affected by any of the put the car in the woods, so it'd be easier to move.
But nobody wants to play with the bear or for our little ghost.
Now that's going off. Wow, I've never had this.
Wow, is that Echo Box you guys use?
That's a Phasma Box.
Phasma Box, yeah.
Yeah, that we were using. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a like an app. That's the box of my French speaker. I got all for the stream sensors.
Yeah, we use Phasma Box, Echo Box, Necrophonics, Spirit Boxes, whatever. Mm-hmm. Some spirits like other things better than others, we find.
Right.
Phasma seems to work the best for us, I think, overall.
Mm-hmm.
We get the most with that.
Yeah, well. Oh, our terrible comments might be behind my comments. All right. I'll buy a couple here. The macrolide there after it takes a paranormal activity off the charts. I'm actually going for the thrill of it. It's going to learn some paranormal investigating techniques. That's great.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I always say, have no expectations, you know, even if
people. Right. Sometimes it works out better that way. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you don't want to go in knowing the hot spots either.
Yeah.
Or you don't want to know. Hush. Yeah. Because I like to pick my spot when I go in. Yeah, like at the bad teacher room at Bushtown. That's a great place for me. Nice track. Our babies start seeing welcome back collar. They walk back in the hole. That's all right. I'm just a pink corny hole. That's fine. That's all right.
Okay.
You take with a grain of salt. Well, guys, you want to talk about any places you want to go in the future? Like your bucket list?
Mary for me.
What did you say?
I miss Mary. That's where I want to go.
What's that?
The Queen Mary.
Oh,
Mary. Oh, you mean on our bucket list?
Yeah.
That's a California idea, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, actually going to the West Virginia State Penitentiary with the Women in the Paranormal retreat in June.
Oh, so cool. Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, but
I would like to. Oh, sorry. I say I would like to go to the Birdcage Saloon.
Mm. Oh,
yeah, that like the old West.
Is that a theater?
Birdcage Theater. That's what I meant. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's all right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Never thought of that.
I'm working on a most wanted book right now. That's one I have in there. So.
And Susan and I are having the opportunity to go on a battleship, which is on my list. We're going on the USS Salem, which is in Massachusetts in the Boston Harbor. And we're going to get to go there with Brian Cano and Dustin Perry. So we're excited.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, look away here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never did a ship before, so that should be interesting.
Just make sure it's ship shape and you go.
Yeah. Yep.
Ah, it's hard to punch her.
Susan?
I don't know how I felt up me. I don't really. And we've been married like almost 30 years now, so.
Oh my God.
So. So, about kicking the curb, but there's a curb out there, so I think I'm safe.
That's funny. My dog is barking.
Hey, someone say hi. Say, feed me, feed me.
Oh, is that Molly?
That's my St. Bernard, so she's not exactly a quiet dog.
You got paid nasty, Mom. What the hell?
Yeah, she's been crawling under my feet this whole time.
Oh, this look about my dog's doing that. She picks her nose up and looks. Yeah.
That's funny.
Colors. She's daddy's girl. Oh.
Okay, mine are locked downstairs so they don't drive me crazy.
Yeah, that's all right. We're caught back on doors the end here. No way. Okay. Let's just, we're going to go. He said that. And look, I got the gals back on again. And okay, the gals and girls, whatever you prefer, I guess. Girls. I said, I got to shut up right now. All right, before I put my foot in my mouth. All right, yeah, like I said, I had a great time. Thanks, guys, for rearranging for my mistake. I made. I apologize again for that. I had an Excel file of like almost all my guests from that American Parent Rising. And so I would schedule it and put it in an Excel file. And if that got yours the same day I had another one, like, then I saw my turn. I said, I said, I honestly got lucky because the lady who pushed her and she wasn't feeling well either. But it kind of worked out first tonight. And I think at the time, these guys sharing great evidence. And I was looking forward to more of it in the future. So maybe we'll plan for something in September,
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having us. This was fun.
I'm sure I have a lot more stuff for us to show. I mean, I'm looking forward to that, definitely.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Feeding you.
Actually, it was a pleasure, guys, having you on. So, until next time, happy haunting, everybody.
Yeah, thanks. Happy haunting.
Take care, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.